This is Melissa Bartell, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub.
I don't remember what day of the Dog Days of Advent I'm actually on. I know that I'm recording this in the late evening of Monday, December 10th, but I know that I also missed a couple of days while I was sick. I had pneumonia and pleurisy, and I've decided that since I was legitimately sick, I am not going to try to make things up by pushing content I'm not happy with. So I will probably end up with only 20 or 22 episodes by the end of Advent. And honestly, I'm okay with that. But I didn't record tonight to whine about not feeling well. Earlier today on Facebook, I saw a comment from Joe of Megapodtastic, who remarked that we rarely talk about the second Noel or the third, and I really liked the line. And originally, when I was playing with it, I thought it was going to go to a humorous place. But when I finally started to write, it came out something kind of different. Still, Joe, thank you for the inspiration. And this is the second Noel. Christmas long ago. We all know the story. A young husband and his heavily pregnant wife seek a safe place where she can birth their child. With no room at the inn, they find shelter in a stable and lay their new babe in a manger. There are shepherds and wise men and a star to follow. There are gifts of silver and gold, frankincense and myrrh. There is a promised savior, a symbol of hope and love and all that is holy. It's the first Noel, the first Christmas. But it's far from the last. Christmas. Now. Over time, that old story, the one with the babe in the straw and the star in the sky, it's been turned into a song or several. We sing their tale and celebrate its anniversary with symbols incorporated from other traditions. We try our best to remember that message of peace and love and hope and add in a sprinkling of patience, a dash of wisdom, and the occasional burst of innocent delight. But at the same time, we've commercialized that chronicle, merchandised it. This second Noel, really the 2000-somethingth Noel, finds us juxtaposing stuffed stockings and decorations on sale since Halloween, a different old story that, with the pressure to buy the perfect gift, make the perfect dinner, be the picture-perfect family. And yet, as humans, we are imperfect. Our families are created, cracked, and recombined. We have half these and step those, in-laws by marriage and relatives by choice. And some of them mix well, and others repel each other like the matching poles of the strongest magnets. But the star still shines in all our hearts, even though we may interpret it differently. Christmas. Far in the future. The third Noel is the once and future Noel. It sees the star, that star, leading us to new worlds. We plant new communities, feed and water them, and hope that they bloom. We sing the old songs of a faraway place and time, and realize that we have used our technology to repeat the journey. We are now that husband, that wife, looking for shelter in unwelcoming places and making the best we can of what we find. The children born in the age of the third Noel may not be the saviors of this expanded new universe, but they still hold promise and potential. For the star continues to lead us, and each night a child is born is a holy night.
Opening and closing music is a mix of Chris Zabriskie's The Oceans Continue to Rise from the Free Music Archive and a clip of whales singing off the coast of French Polynesia provided by Kivoy to freesound.com. The Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub, is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartel and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike 4.0 International License. For detailed show notes, including my contact information, please visit my website at bathtubmermaid.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.